Well, this time on Boxing Day, the crews of the Sydney to Hobart will be gearing up for the big race. It's one of the greatest and most grueling events of the yachting year. And even people who don't enjoy sailing stop to watch the spectacular start from Sydney Harbour. But when it gets underway, there'll be one crew with an even more ambitious goal than just getting to Tasmania in good time. Their boat is called Whatever, and is partly crewed by people with disabilities. As well as being the skipper of the boat, David Pesked is the driving force behind Sailors with Disabilities, an organisation that takes disabled kids out on the water all through the year. Well, David says having a disability is about doing things differently, not less. And I caught up with him a little earlier.
Thank you.
Set the scene for us. When the starter's gun fires on Boxing Day, what, if anything, will be different about what's happening on your boat compared to countless others?
Absolutely nothing. With sailing and the wind and the water, I mean, the whole thing about it is it's an abstract leveller and you have to deal with it.
Yeah.
And it's not going, if you haven't got a leg, it's not going to say, well, I won't blow quite as hard. It's just, you just deal with it, you know. So there is really nothing that takes place on our boat that wouldn't be going on every other boat. The yelling, the screaming, the shouting, it's all going to be identical. No difference.
Mm. And is it? Do you prepare the boat differently for people with a range of different abilities?
No. It sounds weird, but we don't.
Sounds brutal is what it sounds.
It is brutal. But, you know, you're going to deal with it or you're not, and that's life. You've got to learn how to accommodate yourself to life. The big thing about sailing, as I said before, is about the wind. The wind does not see your disability. The waves do not see your disability. If you don't hang on tight, if you've only got one arm, well, you better hang on tight with that one arm because you get washed off the boat.
Mm.
You know, the 98, I had blind guys at the mast. I had an amputee steering the boat.
And that was that terrible year with the storms.
Year. Yeah, yeah. And we get on with it, and that's what you do. I mean, because you can't, you've got to adapt and accommodate life. Some of the ergonomics on the boat have been changed to bring the job to the person rather than making the person as much as possible. But there does get a place when you have to say, this job has to be done, and we've got to put people on the foredeck, and yeah, there's 2 minutes of water going across that foredeck, and they've got to get up there and change that headsail, and that's the business.
And why is that a good experience for people with a disability to get on a boat with a tough captain such as yourself saying?
Oh, I didn't say I was tough.
You sound tough to me. You said there was shouting.
I was always shouting on yachting. That sort of goes with the game. I think because when in the Hobart, when you leave, you do all the training and you do all the prep work and you're all nervous and it's your first time out and you've got a bit missing, you know, a leg or an arm or whatever. You get out through the heads and you turn right and this experience of the Hobart takes over and you're getting yelled at and you're getting told to go to bed and told to get up and told to get up quicker and told to get your wet weather gear on and don't forget your safety. It's on for 3 days. But what happens somewhere? Or you find yourself sailing up to Derwent and you realise that your disability got left behind somewhere in Bass Strait or Tasmanian coast or maybe New South Wales coast. So you've now become just another crew member. And what's actually happened is you've left the emotion of your disability and you've used your intellect and you've turned on your mind and you've overcome those issues and your colleagues around you. I mean, we've got a guy with no legs, Albert Lee, and no one. I mean, Bertie's on his backside. But no one cares and no one sees it and he does his job.
And have you seen that realisation change disabled sailors on your yachts and folks without a disability on that
yacht?
Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, that's the beautiful thing. Because that's the really big challenge of what we're about is to, you know, we as a nation, we're being polarised and by design or by accident, I don't know. But on our boat, it's the reverse. People come together and people understand at the end of the day, human beings are human beings. They're human beings maybe with a disability. They're not disabilities with a human being, you know, and we're trying to change. We are changing that perception. And the good thing about that is when you take on that challenge, and it is there, it does exist, and you have to accept it as a challenge, then everybody wins.
Now, your mission obviously doesn't stop when you get to Hobart. This organisation, Sailors with Disabilities, is taking disabled kids out on the harbour day after day. Is there any child or family that sticks in your mind when you think about how sailing can transform someone? Not the elite athletes who'll go to Hobart, but just an ordinary child.
I think, if I can set the scene a bit for you, there's a fellow called David, and he has cerebral palsy. I first met him 10 years ago. He turned up at Mackay in this big wheelchair, massive wheelchair. At the time, we couldn't get wheelchairs on that boat. And David's arms were as thick as my thumb. His legs were as thick as my thumb. He's fragile. We can't get this kid on the boat. Anyway, cut a long story short, David came out and sailed with us. We were all scared and we thought he'd break.
Thought you'd break him.
Yeah, well, he was so brittle. He looked so brittle, but he wasn't. Anyway, when it was all over, we were changing teams and bringing on another team. And the only thing David could use was his little finger on his left arm he could control and his right knee. And he had a screen on his wheel, on his wheelchair that punched out phrases. Anyway, he got me by the shirt sleeve, pulled me down.
With his good finger on his left hand?
With his good left hand. And shoved my face into the screen, so it pulled me across. Now, the joke about this is I'm dyslexic. And he thumps out all these phrases on this thing. Unfortunately, they're audio. And he got to the one that said, "Thank you, I've had a wonderful day."
Wow.
I mean, a kid in the 98, again, back in 98, Travis Foley, who was a 12-year-old, went to Hobart with us.
He did?
Yeah. And he's now, I went to his wedding the other day, he's 27, he's married, he's got a business, profoundly dyslexic, profoundly, it's the same level as I am, he just can't read and write. He has his own business, he's employing three people, and he's living his life, you know.
And is that why you got involved with this, because of your dyslexia? As
yeah,
you say quite openly,
so.
I can't read and write. You're
yes.
a successful person who cannot read and write. That's
yep.
a profound disability in our society.
It's pretty tricky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but you can get around it. I mean, that's the thing. You learn. And in that learning to get around it, that's the win. That's my big win, because I know how to do those things. And you transport that into other places of your life and that stuff. So we all can learn from each other. I mean, how's a person, try standing up tomorrow and pull your dacks up with one arm. Try doing it. Try putting a blindfold on and walk around your house for 10 minutes. See what it's like. In 03, I mean, picture this, 03, we're down in 50 degrees south, middle of July, freezing. I mean, they're blowing ice blocks at you. And we get a 60-knot northerly gale coming at us, okay? I sent three guys up on the foredeck to change headsails. One couldn't hear, one was a polio, and one had no legs. And they wandered.
And they're getting bashed around up there.
Yeah, 60 knots of wind.
Wow. And do you think for not only those people in extreme conditions, but for kids who are learning to, as you say, accommodate life with their disability and get on with life, that this resets their expectations and makes them look beyond the horizon more?
It makes them believe in themselves, you know, because part of the issue, and it doesn't matter whether it's a disabled, we do a lot of disadvantaged kids are having a hard time with life and coming to the notice of the police and so on, and we get them on the boat. It's about sort of saying, look, you know, this is life, it's real and it's tough and you've got to live with it, but here's the successes and this is what you can do.
So you're the skipper of the boat Whatever, delightfully spelled W-O-T, new word ever, E-V-A. Wonderful and appropriate. David, thank you so much for being my guest. All the very best for the Sydney to Hobart tomorrow. I'll watch you go through the heads.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
David Peskard, founder of Sailors with Disabilities. For more information, head to his website, sailorswithdisabilities.com.